the dragon said, "One of the Thunder Kraken's limbs." The king knelt and gently placed a hand on the torn kraken flesh, as if it was a priceless treasure. "You may go." He lifted the arm and strode away into the mist and darkness. "Mull," said the king of wraiths, invoking crystals of crimson to glow around the entrance to another seemingly fathomless cavern, at least 200 feet wide and just as high. From the darkness within came a voice as expansive as the cavern itself.
"They have delivered it."
"They have. The final piece we have been seeking for so long."
The king and his beast sparked their core, infusing the damp atmosphere with their fell power. The king's eyes flashed incarnadine. In the depths of the cavern, great flames of red lit in the eyes of the beast like the igniting of two blast furnaces far above the floor, and together the pair incanted an unholy spell. The king glowed with red light from within. Glyphs burned bright on the beast's scaled and plated body, the largest above and between the horrific eyes. Still, the red light did not alleviate the darkness of the cavern. The king of wraiths raised the limp kraken arm and fed streams of red light into it with his hands until it thrashed and squirmed like a worm on a hook.
"Feed, and we shall see what we shall see."
He flung the wriggling arm into the darkness. There came the leathery rustle of gigantic wings, massive octopod-like arms shifted, and then the sound of enormous gnashing teeth, like pillars of stone grinding upon pillars of stone. The beast groaned as parts of its body, barely seen in the darkness, mutated. Spines sprang out on the rough shell above its brow, then crackled with red electricity. Crimson lightning sparked in the darkness, and the Kragon roared in triumph, shaking the very foundations of the mountain.
Part 1. Chapter 1.
Snip! Z winced as another clump of hair fell onto the barber's cloth that covered his lap. The man took a hand clipper from his tray and began cutting closer to Z's scalp. Jessup sat 10 yards away with Beastmaster Karim Mahfouz standing on one of his arms, hammering specially hardened nails into the kraken's shell to hold the dragon-sized individual assessment badge in place above his brow. The dragon recruits wore them on their breast straps, but since Jessup didn't actually have a breast, that wasn't an option. Mahfouz's squat, reddish-brown rock dragon, Beastmaster Mildrazod, looked on. Z spoke to his friend through their bond.
"You're not going to be able to see what your individual class rating is if you level up."
Jessup's big, kraken eyes rolled to Z, and a smile lifted on his big kraken lips.
"Phoenix will tell me."
"That's true. I'm glad he'll be with you. He's a good friend."
"Yes, he is."
The corners of Jessup's lips dropped slightly.
"I wish you had a friend among the rider recruits."
"Maybe I'll make one or two,"
Z replied, though he doubted it. Jessup was optimistic as ever.
"You will. You're a friendly tiny merman."
Z lifted his shoulders and let them drop.
"I guess we'll see."
The barber grunted in annoyance.
"Hold still, Minnie, if you value your ears."
"Sorry, sir."
Jessup grinned.
"You're already making trouble. Troublemaker Z."
"Me? You're the troublemaker."
"I am a nice big kraken."
Z had to stifle a laugh so as not to irritate the barber or lose an ear.